Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Recently, Jared Kushner, Donald Trump's son-in-law, suggests that the Palestinians are not ready to govern themselves and cannot expect freedom from the Jewish state's interference. Mr. Kushner's comments come just weeks before the U.S. is due to unveil the so-called, quote-unquote, deal of the century, peace agreement, at an economic workshop in Bahrain. Kushner had hinted before it may not include an independent Palestinian state, which has been a key Palestinian demand and the long-accepted solution to the decades-long crisis. Comment. Kushner's remarks come as no surprise. The supposed architect of the so-called Deal of the Century, or New Palestine, has been fronting a vicious campaign to marginalize the role of Palestinians in any peace deal. Under Kushner's advice, Trump has already recognized Jerusalem as the capital of the Jewish entity and has relocated the American embassy from quote-unquote Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Trump has also declared that the Golan Heights is part of the Jewish entity and not Syria. The actions undertaken hitherto allude to Kushner converting existing territorial gains made by the Jewish entity, but disputed by international law, into permanent political gains. Leaked plans about New Palestine builds on this theme and effectively deletes the Palestinian state from the picture. Even before the aforementioned issues and leaks, the two-state solution championed by America was hardly viable. The solution heavily biased in the favor of safeguarding the territorial security of the Jewish entity made a mockery of the idea of Palestinian statehood. Trump has merely extended this logic and will give the people of Palestine land that falls way short of living, let alone a state. Indeed, leaked plans indicate that the people of Palestine will be eventually pushed out into the Sinai and Jordan. At the heart of Trump's plan for New Palestine lies the Arab betrayal. The Gulf countries, along with Egypt and Syria, are doing their utmost to make the plan successful. By offering billions of dollars, Saudi Arabia and the UAE hope that the people of Palestine will succumb to the new realities and acquiesce to the deal. Foreign intervention and the treachery of Muslim rulers is nothing new in the history of Hashem. 9 centuries ago, the Crusaders set up fortified kingdoms like Jerusalem, Antioch, Tripoli, Edessa, near the shores of the Levant, supported by the deceitfulness of the Ayyubids and Seljuks. This treachery enabled Crusader principalities to thrive for almost 200 years, until the Mamluks destroyed the treacherous support networks and vanquished the rule of the Crusaders for the next 600 years. In the early 20th century, Britain applied the same Crusader formula in to announce the Balfour Declaration, which culminated under American supervision in the rebirth of a new Crusader project known as the Jewish State. Today, Trump's America covets to extend the Crusader project for another 100 years through the betrayal of the rulers of the Islamic countries. The product of American intervention and the indigenous treason will be unveiled as Trump's deal of the century. The issue has never been about the ability of Palestinians ruling themselves. Instead, the real issue has always been about the people of Sham pledging to establish the rightly guided Khilafah state that will end the Crusader project for good. The Khilafah state will liberate not only Palestine, but also eradicate the domination of foreign colonial powers and the treachery of their agents from the whole of Sham. Anything short of this effort will perpetuate the rule of the Crusader powers and increase the misery of the Palestinian people. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Abdul Majid Bahti.